Here in Ohio, homeowners, taxpayers, and business owners alike are facing the weight of ever-rising, unjust property tax. Because of this, it's time we come together to speak out, question, and demand change. From Citizens for Property Tax Reform, that conversation starts now. This is the Voice of the People.
Well, good evening, and welcome to the Voice of the People. We're brought to you by Citizens for Property Tax Reform. We are a local, nonpartisan grassroots group seeking property tax relief for senior citizens and property tax reform for all Ohio homeowners. Welcome on this beautiful 65-degree day, everybody. Before we get started on our program, I'd like to do a shout-out to our cousin John T. in West Park, otherwise known as the Godfather, and my adorable little wife, Jutester, who is listening from an undisclosed location somewhere on the shoreline of Lake Ohio. How you doing, Jutester? So anyway, welcome to our show. I'm your host, Keith Davey, and we also have here tonight the number one producer with Salem Communications, Style. How you doing, Style?
Hey, Keith, how are you?
Good to see you, my young friend. So we have our show tonight is sponsored by Bill Homan, one of our board members and also the owner of Homan Oil. And so for any of your oil needs, and we don't want to get into all that, but whatever, Homan Oil, Google them, look them up, and please call Bill for all your, thank you, Bill, for your generosity tonight. And if you want to sponsor one of our shows, we'd love to have, we could use your help. Go to our website, hit the donate button, and it'll give you all the information you need. So just real quick, like to introduce our group. We have Beth Blackmar, our media director. Hello, Beth.
Hi.
We have Connie Manziel.
And
Hi, and Connie is our call girl, so everybody likes that. So, Connie, we are a live call-in talk show. Are you ready to give our call-in numbers for the folks out there?
The two numbers that we have, one is 216-901-0933 or 866-525-0955. Please call in if you have any questions.
Beautiful. Thank you, Connie. We also have Bill Homan here.
Hello, Keith.
One of our co-leaders. And Kyle Kutz. How are you doing, Kyle?
Hi, Keith. How are you?
So we do have part of the mission of this show is to promote other groups like ours around the state of Ohio. And we have a call in tonight from one of our group leaders down in Hamilton County. But before we start, we want to do our homework here, and we want to go over the events that are coming up. So, Kyle, hit us with the events for this coming for the rest of the month, actually, the month of March.
Okay, thank you, Keith. We have a lot to get to. This is an incredibly busy time of year, so let's get started. So tomorrow, Wednesday, March 19th, it's the Cuyahoga County Formal Tax Complaint Information Workshop. This is in person at the Strongsville Public Library. Now, this is from 6 to 8 p.m., and it's at 18700 Westwood. That's in Strongsville. Now, remember, the deadline to file for your formal tax complaint in Cuyahoga County is March 31st. And then, of course, we'll be here a week from today, Tuesday, March 25th. And then another big day a week from Thursday. This is going to be big, and I think either Keith or Bill or Beth is going to talk about this later. Thursday, March 27th, the big property tax protest down in Cleveland.
Yes.
This is going to be 10:30. Cuyahoga County Administration Building, East 9th and Prospect. That's actually, the address is 2079 East 9th Street. So again, it's the property tax protest, 10:30. We encourage everybody that's concerned about property tax, and that should be every homeowner in Ohio.
We need you all down there, folks.
We want you to be there, absolutely. And then the next day, Friday, March 28th, Representative Tristan Rader, he's District 13, is going to have a coffee at Las Villas Deli and Pastries. That's also in person. That's on 3216 West 41st Street in Cleveland. That's just south of 90, west of 71, very close to the Metro Health Complex. And then Saturday, March 29, this is from 9 to 11 a.m. in the morning, Representative Mike Davila, District 17. He's going to have his office hours, which is actually in person, again at the Strongsville Library on 18700 Westwood Road. And then we're going to be hosting a big general meeting down in Zanesville. And what's the name of the place, Beth?
It's the Scale House Banquet Barn at 1900 Lutz Lane.
Oh, thank you. Okay, so that's Saturday. March 29, a week from this Saturday. It's from 9 a.m. to 11.
No. 1 o'clock to 2:30.
Oh, okay.
It's from 1 p.m. Okay. to 2:30.
I am so glad you said that. We'd have some people waiting way before us. But I must tell everybody, you know, and it doesn't matter where you live in Ohio, you can go to any one of these meetings that these representatives are hosting. So just because we're having it down in Zanesville doesn't mean you have to live there. If you want to drive from Cleveland down to Zanesville to see what's going on because you've missed the other meetings, you are encouraged to do so.
We'd love to have you. That's right.
Bill.
All right. Thank you, Kyle. Okay, so I'm going to be following up on the property tax protest held by Citizens for Property Tax Reform Ohio. Come and join us. So Thursday, March 27th at 10:30. We recommend you show up by at least 10 a.m. so we have time to get everybody set up and get things ready. And it is located at the County Administration Building at East 9th and Prospect. The actual address is 2079 East 9th Street in Cleveland, Ohio. And we also encourage you, if you want to make a sign and bring some neighbors and friends and neighbors, would be great.
And we will have signs. We have some great signs we'll provide for you. We're going to have our own little Boston Tea Party down there in the corner. So if you need more information, we need you there. Bring your friends and neighbors, like Bill said, and go on our website and for more info, or call the office and talk to Beth. She'll give you some information. Our office number is 216-452-2961, and our website is reformpropertytax.com, reformpropertytax.com. And I see we have a call-in from Hamilton County. Sarah Wolf, would you like to introduce her, Beth?
Sure, I'd love to. Yeah, we've got Sarah Wolf on the line. And hi, Sarah, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hi,
You're
Sarah.
Fantastic.
Hi, Sarah.
You know, Sarah, if you could, Sarah's with Hamilton County, Ohio Homeowners. And if you wouldn't mind, Sarah, can you give us a little bit of the background, how everything got started and what you all are doing now?
Sure. So I am the Hamilton County, Ohio property tax loudmouth. A year ago when our tax valuation came out, we started by having some neighbors come over and talk about them because they were just so outrageous. And right away we saw that there were, didn't seem to be any standards. You know, same size houses, same size lots were wildly different valuations.
Mm-hmm.
And out of that meeting, we started an email list. And so many people wanted to be on the email list that I said, oh, okay, maybe we'll start a Facebook page. And when I started the Facebook page, oh, homeowners just came out of the woodwork. Absolutely. And now we have 1,500 members.
Wow.
In that.
Beautiful.
And we started with the commissioners. We went down to the commissioner, packed the commissioner's meeting, and it was just heartbreaking story after heartbreaking story of people just didn't have it. I mean, we had so many seniors, so many private landlords even, that the taxes were going to take up 6 months of gross rent.
Wow.
And they were trying to do the right thing and keep rents low, and they couldn't. They just couldn't do it. And the news got involved. Unfortunately, the news seems to want to hear the sob stories. They love to put the bleed it leads kind of stories
right
on there.
Right.
But we had all this other information. For example, we got the contract with the mass appraisal company, Visions, who did our appraisal, you know, notwithstanding maybe some after the fact finagling, they were the mass appraisal company that did the valuations, and we had their contract. And there were things like in that contract where it said that there was supposed to be an informal public review so that they would explain their numbers to us. Well, you call down to the auditor's office, they don't know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. So we started there. We started contacting state representatives. And then I saw Brian Massey's post about property taxes because I was just looking everywhere across Ohio. I couldn't believe that people weren't just rising up over this. And that's how I met you all, and we all met up in Columbus for our small but mighty rally.
Yeah, that was a great one. We had a lot of fun at that, Sarah. You did, and I had emailed Sarah a couple of days ago, and I think with the groundswell around the state now, I really would love to do another Columbus rally in April, and we're going to let Sarah be the coordinator of that again. And
please come out for these, because the thing is, homeowners are law-abiding citizens that tend not to rabble-rouse.
Right.
And a lot of us are seniors, and a lot of us are working people who got hit the hardest, and they can't. They just can't get out there. So do it for them. Send your kids. You know, if they can, if they have a day off, they can come see it, because there's so many people that are hurting from this. It's just outrageous. And it's just hard to get people to get out to these protests.
Right.
And the way they did it, is, at least in Hamilton County, is about a third of the people. We have 66,000 properties that were at $250,000 or less. So these are your low to moderate income homeowners, who got 50% to 400% increase.
Oh, my Lord.
While another two-thirds really didn't get much at all. See, we all expected our taxes to go up, but we thought it would be about the same
increase. About the same,
it's not
right.
What happened in Hamilton County. And so half the people are saying, well, they don't know what the big deal is. Of course property taxes went up, when other people are just getting these life-changing, devastating things, and the state acts like we're talking about a cable bill. This is about our homes, where we raise our children, and we build our lives, and we plan for our financial futures, and we can't do that. The American dream is gasping right now.
Yes.
And they don't understand it. They either don't understand, or they're just thinking we're going to throw our hands up and give up.
And
we're
go away, right.
Yeah, we're not.
And that's the part to these protests. We spoke at the Avon Lake Republican Club last week, and we talked about this, and a couple people said, well, you know, let's do a county rally at Lorain County, and let's do one in Medina County. We need to do these all over the state, folks. I mean, 88 counties, you need to do a rally, because we need to let these guys know we are not going away this time. We're not going away this time.
Right. Well, you know, that is, you know, when you're talking property tax, first of all, that's the largest tax that anybody pays, is property tax. That is our largest bill, aside from a mortgage. It's higher than our income tax. It's higher than our car insurance. It's higher than our home insurance. It's higher than our
home payments,
utilities.
And our payments,
Their accounts and their home payment. It makes no sense at
all. It's crazy. It's crazy.
And these massive
I always thought this, like back when I bought my first house when I was 28 years old. It was a little $50,000 house. I was making a secretary's salary. And even then, I mean, I was a left liberal back then. And like, wait a minute.
Sarah, really? cut her off, please.
My mortgage payment was $400, but my payment was like 700 something.
Right.
And even then I was thinking, and then I went out to the country and I lived there for 7 years, and like 1 month of property taxes here was the whole year down there. I think I paid $500 for a big house and with 3 acres of land there. And their schools were wonderful and everything. And you'd think by the economies of scale that cities could do it better and cheaper by the economies of scale. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't seem to be working that way. So. But where did you go? There was nowhere to go. I think, you know, we got a particularly egregious increase, but I think that was God's way of saying you got to get involved in this, because I didn't want to be involved in anything when I moved back to Cincinnati. And, well, surprise, bones of Elijah kind of going on.
And, you know, Sarah, I love that, you know, these groups are springing up all over the place. And, you know, Proverbs tells us we need to speak for those that can't speak for themselves. And, you know, we all get the calls since we started these groups of you know, senior citizens calling, and I mean literally crying on the phone,
the time.
Saying that, you know, and it's heartbreaking. And
they're looking to me to do something about this, and they don't even know. I mean, they're not even online, you know. They don't even know how to go about doing this. It's just it's so heartbreaking,
and
I just think it's heartless what they're doing to people. It's economic terrorism, I'll say it.
I like that. Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. What kind of results, or what kind of, you know, since you started this thing up down in Hamilton County, I mean, what are the state reps and state senators telling you out there? I mean, what are they, since you've been meeting with them, what are they saying?
Well, they just seem, the big thing that I keep hearing is, well, if we void the 2023 assessment, it's really hard to claw that money back.
Mm-hmm.
What, too bad. Right. We have to live within our means. I never hear anybody saying that. I never hear anybody saying, okay, this is all we get, so this is what we need to use.
Right
and
on.
What they're doing is they are backing their budget into the taxes. I hear all the time. If we give someone a break over here, we got to raise the valuation over here. Well, that's not what the law says. As bad as this law and important as this law is, that's not even what the law says. The law says, you know, fair market value, it's assessed at fair market value, whatever that is. You know, it's a guessing game.
And even fair market value, that term is being highly abused now.
Oh, right. Absolutely.
Right, on the mass appraisal basis.
But for them to admit that if they give someone a break over here, like the homestead or whatever, and then they have to raise it over here, it's like, okay, so you're taking your budget and saying this is what we have to raise in taxes, not you get from fair market value this much in taxes and that's our budget, you know.
Right.
And that's just criminal.
Right.
And we have friends in Texas, too, that are saying that, you know, this some of this falls under racketeering.
Right.
Yeah, Texas is definitely its own animal. Texas is, holy cow.
And, you know,
it is its own animal down there.
And, you know, everyone, I was telling somebody this in my travels the other day, every state rep, I mean, this is literally every state rep or state senator that I have talked to since we started this group, when we talk about either freezing property taxes for seniors or, you know, going back there, the very first thing every one of them said to me is, how do you make up that money? Mm-hmm. Instead of saying, and I say to them, no, tell me how you're going to save money. How are you going to save your expenses?
Exactly.
But none of them, their first line is, how do you make it up?
Yeah, they're never willing to give up anything on their end.
Public school's budget is administration. Like, okay, right. So when people vote on levies, they're thinking that's for the education of the student. Can you not combine? Certainly not getting the results you want. So what is all this administration doing in there? I mean, nobody's ever talking about it. They're already broke and they keep putting their hand out. And then it drives me nuts that people that don't pay property taxes can vote for these levies.
Right.
And that's why I think levies ought to come out of income tax. First of all, it's directly proportional. It's going to be proportional, which is not what property taxes are at all. And then also, every time they seem to take a vote to take something out of income tax, it doesn't pass.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Like, if it's coming out of your paycheck, you might think twice.
Yeah, you see it on your statement. Right.
But they would have to make a case for it.
And, you know, we found out at a meeting we went to a couple weeks ago or a month or so ago that I didn't even know at that point that there's 22, I think, Bill and Kyle, 22 school districts in Southern Ohio that are already funding their schools entirely through income tax.
Yeah, Keith.
Really?
I just read about this. Over 200 school districts out of 600 plus, I think it's like 611 districts in the state of Ohio, impose a school district income tax. They call it an SDIT, a school district income tax, and that's to help fund the education piece of the equation. It's also in addition to the property tax. So what that means is it's lessening the property tax burden on the homeowner because it's not regressive. So if it's an income tax, it's voter approved, number one, and it's earned income based, meaning you're not going to be taxed on your investments or your pensions and that sort of thing. So it's doable.
To be clear, that is a hybrid tax, though. It doesn't eliminate the property tax. Right. It is a hybrid version.
That's what I just said. It's both income and property.
Just being really clear.
Mm-hmm. But before we run out of time, Sarah, because unfortunately we only have a half hour. Before we run out of time, would you just give out the information on your Facebook page, website, and if you want to throw out your contact number that people down your area can get a hold of you?
Yes, and since we've met with you all, we do post most of the stuff you guys post on
the
site.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sarah.
So on Facebook, it's Hamilton County, Ohio Homeowners. And then my email is HCH, which is Hamilton County Homeowners, HCHUnite@gmail.com.
HCHUnite@gmail.com.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. Now I forget. Do you have a website, Sarah?
We don't have a website. Just
okay.
A Facebook page.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, thank you.
But anyone can reach out to you and get my phone number. I'll talk to anybody about this stuff.
Yeah. No. Yeah. And
we are totally nonpartisan. That has really been a uniting. This has been such a uniting factor.
Absolutely.
It's one thing that both sides can absolutely agree on.
Right.
Right. This is not a political issue. I mean, it affects everybody. Everybody. Yes. Yeah. So nonpartisan is good. And we are too. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. What else? Anybody else got any questions for Sarah? Anything else you want to say, Sarah, before we cut off? We will. And again, we're going to try to put together a Columbus rally in April. And in the next couple of weeks, Sarah, we'll get with you and try to get that day planned and let everybody know so we can get hundreds and thousands of people down at the. And, you know, we had such a good.
For everybody this affects, there would be. It's just, you got to understand, it's homeowners. We're kind of busy, like, planning our lives and doing right by our families.
Yep.
You know, we just don't.
But it's important. And we had such a good time when we went down with you before.
Hammer away at your reps to just void this assessment. These counties, they make 7 to 10% anyway through new sales and new construction. They already make more than the rate of inflation every year without an assessment.
Right.
There's nothing that could stop them from just abolishing this monstrosity.
Yep.
And then until we get some real property tax reform.
Right.
So,
I mean, we need
love you.
Yeah, thank you. We
thanks,
need relief
Sarah.
For the people that are out there. We need relief now. And thank you so much for everything that you
people
know, Primara Group.
I mean, people are losing their homes. And unfortunately, the state legislator just likes to wait for the crisis and get out in front of it. And it's like, no, you know, listen to the people
right.
on this one. All right.
Well, Sarah, thank you so much. God bless you. And stay in touch. Keep up the big fight, okay?
Absolutely. You too. Bye-bye.
Great. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We've got 4.5 minutes. Kyle, do you want to talk about some? I mean, this week has been a flurry of things coming across the media about other states that are jumping on this property tax bandwagon. You got? Can you hit us with a couple?
Yeah, absolutely, Keith. It's amazing that when people ask us about property taxes, they say, "Well, aren't there any states that don't have property tax?" There are no states in the country that have completely eliminated property taxes. However, there's a lot of states that have low property taxes. I'm not going to read the whole list, but the top 10 includes places like Hawaii, Alabama, Louisiana, Wyoming, and they start at 0.27%. That's the effective property tax rate. Hmm. And it goes to number 10, which is Tennessee, 0.68. Okay, what's normal? What's the average? It's about 1.1% countrywide. Where's Ohio? Unfortunately, we're in the top 10 worst. We're 1.58%. Wow. New Jersey's the worst of anybody, 2.47%. So to put that into context real quick, if you bought a house in Hawaii for $500,000, by the way, the mean house in Hawaii is like $700,000. But let's say you bought a house for $500,000 at a 0.27% effective property tax rate, you would pay $1,350 for your property taxes. In Ohio, that same $500,000 house, at 1.58%, Ohio's effective property tax rate, you would pay almost $8,000.
Oh, my Lord. What unbelievable.
$7,900. Wow. And Nebraska, by the way, if you get a chance, go to Nebraska's government website. They have a great plan. It's called the Nebraska Plan. And they explain a lot of things, how they're going to tackle this property tax relief and reform initiative. And they do it in multiple ways. It's a really, really good read if
really
you get a chance.
Really detailed.
Yeah.
It gives you a good explanation without being overpowering, you know,
yeah.
I think.
So, I mean, that just goes to show everybody, Keith, that we all need to fight, and we all need to call our reps, like Sarah said. We all need to stand up. We all need to stop what we're doing and fight. Like you said, Keith, we're not going away on this.
No, we got to let them know we're not going away. And I think there are a couple other Pennsylvania, Florida, all these states they're working on legislation to either abolish the tax or significantly make changes.
Yeah, Florida, they just passed a statewide ballot initiative. Their homestead exemption increases as inflation increases.
Gotcha.
So there are states that are doing things. Ohio's not one of them.
We really need to do that. I mean, we just really, that's a bare minimum. That's a starting place,
right.
Really.
And of course, we asked the state legislatures last year to do something, and they did nothing. So, yeah. So we got about 2 minutes left. Yeah, continue to call your state legislatures. You know, we're continuing the Sons of Thunder here. Bill and Kyle continue to meet with state reps and, you know, keep trying to talk to them about doing something. But, you know, Sarah's involved in this, Brian Massey. We are working on a constitutional amendment to abolish property tax in Ohio, and I hope we'll be rolling that out here very shortly in the next couple of weeks, and we are really going to need your help for that. So please, reformpropertytax.com, go on our website. Please put in your email address so we can contact you and let you know what we're doing. Don't forget this Oh, yeah. Write this number down, 216-452-2961. That's our office number for Citizens for Property Tax Reform. If you need any information on complaints, on paperwork, on our events coming up, please call that number or email us, reformpropertytax.com. Please, we need you next Thursday at 10 o'clock at the Cuyahoga County Administration Building. So thank you again. Thank you all, crew. Thank you, Style. God bless. And welcome home, SpaceX. Thanks.